100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by LongPineAuto.com.
At Long Pine Auto Plaza in Emporia, summer is here, and that means fun summer activities, and it means summer savings, too. Savings like $4,250 off MSRP on select new 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab. Or take a look at our inventory of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUV models in stock now. So come see us at Long Pine Auto Plaza, or visit us anytime online 24-7 at LongPineAuto.com. Chevy, find new roads. $1,750 consumer cash, $1,250 trade allowance, $1,000 Chevy Select bonus, plus TT&L rebates assigned to dealer.
KVOE News Time 826. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line, Joelle Spotswood and Jeremy Dorsey representing Southwick House and talking about some ongoing work here to bring services back to the community. Joelle, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Joelle, how big of a step is it here to announce here just a few days ago that the process has gotten to the point where an executive director is now really kind of front and center here for Southwick House?
Oh, this is a huge step, and we are so excited to have finally gotten to the point after all of this time where we can begin searching for that perfect person to come in and lead our organization.
Jeremy, how much work has gotten into this point? A lot of folks know about the prior iteration, Plum Place, which had to dissolve at the end of 2020 because of, a variety of factors. And there's been a lot of work behind the scenes just over the last 6 months in order to get to this point. But maybe you can remind folks of exactly what's transpired here in order to set the framework for this.
Well, when Plum Place financially had its struggles and issues and went into receivership, that really kind of started almost, I think, Joelle, maybe a year and a half process almost, where the courts had to take care of all the finances, get everything settled up, make sure all the debts were paid. And then, whenever that process was resolved and new board members were appointed, we were kind of waiting to actually, have access to all the money that we needed to be able to actually run Plum Place, which then became Southwick House. So there has been kind of a tremendous amount of work behind the scenes that I don't think a lot of people have been fully aware of. And that's probably been one of the more frustrating things for board members is just how long it's taken to get to this point, which wasn't necessarily because of any, fault or lack of process. It was just how it worked. So we are, like Joelle said, we are ecstatic to be at a point where we can get an executive director in here to work full-time and restore these services to the community.
Well, I think you bring up a good point, Jeremy, on the work that has been involved, because you basically had to start from scratch, and scratch was first, getting a new board together. And Joelle, it sounds like you've got a pretty good board in place right now.
We have a fantastic board. We have a variety, people from a variety of areas in the community who have really come together to bring their skills and their talents and their energies and their passion for a community service together to rebuild Plum Place into Southwick House. We have a variety of talents and really just great people who have given their time, their sweat, their emotional energy to making sure that we are ready to help, as Jeremy said, restore services.
So the search for the executive director is on. What would then be next, Joelle? What's next in the process?
Sure. So, of course, we are accepting applications for the executive director basically until the end of July. Once the search closes, we will begin the process of the first round of interviews. We do expect this to be at least a two-interview process. We will do some Zoom interviews, and then we will meet live with with the second round of candidates. And hopefully, we will soon be able to have someone in place to start the practical process. We are looking at kind of the framework, as you had mentioned, or it has been mentioned, of the redesign, reorganization. But the executive director is going to be that person who is really gets things moving. So we're really excited.
Jeremy, on that topic of really determining and really, I guess, maybe setting the direction, how much work can the board do now in advance of that executive director coming on board? And then how does the executive director then really move the I guess, point the needle here for Southwick House going forward once they're on board?
Well, to kind of answer your question, you know, one of the ways that we can keep the work flowing is to just keep meeting, keep planning what services are going to look like when they go in, and what we need to do once we have that perfect executive director hired. You know, what's our agenda as a board, keeping in mind that when that person gets hired, they're going to have their own agenda too. You know, we suspect that our second round of interviews is probably going to be something to the effect of, make a presentation to us and show us what you would do with the next 6 months, if you were executive director at Southwick House, what would your priorities be? And then working together as a team to make sure that we're effectuating both what the board's vision is and then the vision of the executive director. Can you give me the second part of your question, though? I might have lost it.
Well, it's just basically how the executive director then, you know, once you guys, you know, with those conversations among the board members already underway, kind of how the, for lack of a better term, the executive director puts the cherry on top and finalizes things, and thus the whole organization then officially comes to life with services for the community.
Well, you know, to start with, once this person is hired, you know, one of our big probably one of our biggest issues is going to be making a revenue stream, right? So that we have a flow of income coming in so that we can continue to support services, pay not just for the executive director's salary, but any other staff that are going to be necessary to run a women's shelter. You know, there's going to have to be a capital fundraising campaign at some point because Plum Place, the mansion, was sold, right? It's been sent to another person in the community who is doing wonderful things with it. But as an organization, if we're going to be a women's transitional housing services nonprofit, we've got to have a house at some point, right? I got to have a building to put people in. And so there's going to be a lot of work going in to identify that building, identifying a capital fundraising campaign, making sure we have the ability to mortgage the house, and then taking care of the nuts and bolts of what you do when you have a shelter. You know, who's going to be there 24/7 watching the people in there, making sure folks are safe, making sure that they're taken care of, finding other staff, and then setting policies and job descriptions and all of that sort of gritty, you know, ink on paper work that a lot of people, I, you know, think might still be there just because Plum Place was already doing this for so long. But the reality is it isn't anymore. We're going to have to reinvent the wheel a little bit. So I think what the board members are most excited for is having someone who will be full-time dedicated, you know, during a work day to that mission and able to do the things that a lot of us, because we have our own jobs, our own lives, other obligations, aren't able to fully dedicate ourselves to 100%.
I have to ask, who's in the jungle there?
It might actually be me, okay. I'm outside by the garden, and I heard the echoes of a turkey and a rooster at one point, so I walked farther away from the house.
Oh, you got it going on there, Jeremy, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Joelle, let me loop back here because I know there's been conversations here about, you know, as Jeremy mentioned here about, you know, what the housing situation is going to be like. And I know that in months past, there's been a conversation about whether there's going to be one house or maybe scattered houses across town. But also, if memory serves me correctly, the last update that we had was that the services list is still in the process of getting fleshed out and kind of the scope of that strictly for women or maybe adding children to the list for the first time. So I guess maybe where are we at in determining what type of services and really what demographics that you're going to be aiming for here with these services?
Sure. So to address the first part of your question, from a practical standpoint, in terms of having a single executive director and trying to keep costs to a minimum, we're probably better served having a single location. As for the second part, we are still looking primarily at beginning with services only to women. The goal, of course, is to get to families because we know that there's a real need. And that a lot of times women are not able to access services if they can't bring their children. However, making our services available to families creates a kind of different set of rules and policies necessary. So just to get things off and running, we're looking hopefully at a single house, single building, and strictly with women just to begin with.
And I know that you wanted to hire that director and basically get that director in place so they could help navigate, you know, a location and possibly the acquisition of a new facility. Have you been looking at the real estate landscape, Joelle, just prior to, just to see what might be out there right now?
Oh, we are constantly looking at the real estate landscape. And it's really, it's fun, but it can be challenging too, because we'll see a property come up and think, oh my gosh, that would be fantastic for what we're looking for. But of course, we're not at that point yet where we can, you know, acquire a building. But yes, we are definitely always on the lookout for places that might be the right fit for us.
Okay, well, Joelle, let's go through it again. What are you looking for with the new executive director, and with this search, kind of what the process is going to bring that new director on board?
Sure thing. So we are looking for someone who, this is in no particular order, we are looking for someone who is friendly, personable, can create positive connections within the community, who can build kind of relationships with people who may be interested in supporting the work of Southwick House. We are looking for someone who has experience, preferably, with leadership responsibilities in the nonprofit kind of world, preferably someone who has at least a bachelor's degree in some kind of human services, maybe psychology, maybe social work, you know, some kind of service area. Ideally, someone who has experience with fundraising and grant writing. So much of our funding and so much of nonprofit funding comes from grant writing and state and federal and different kind of sources, that we really need someone who can work through the entire grant cycle process, not just the application, but the maintenance of it, all of the reporting back out. We would love to have someone who has bilingual capabilities, someone who is fluent maybe in Spanish. We are looking for someone who has a vision, really somebody who's ready to see the world and help make, you know, kind of Emporia a better place for our women here, and someone who has the drive to actually follow those dreams through.
Well, we appreciate the information here this morning. I think there is no arguing, Joelle, that obviously the need is still there, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, Jeremy, thanks so much for your time here with us this morning, and really appreciate it. Keep up the good work here with Southwick House.
All right. Thank you so much for your support. We appreciate it.
Thanks, yeah. Jeremy. Thanks, Joelle.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
All right, you too. That is Southwick House President Joelle Spotswood and Board Member Jeremy Dorsey. And they are moving forward. The search for an executive director is on.
It is on. And if you want more information, Southwick House's social media will be coming online shortly. So we'll keep you posted.